This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington, with two convenient locations, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, or the original Valley location at 11618 East Sprague. You're never very far from wings, burgers, and beer, with daily specials and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and 9 to close, so you're not spending too much jingle. They have trivia every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, or buzz time trivia on the TVs anytime. So come on down to Flamin' Joe's, kick it on the patio, and enjoy some hot wings and beer. The best of both worlds. Bonus offer, meet two members of the podcast, Chris and Justin. They work on the north side. Probably won't meet them. They work in the kitchen. And you probably don't want to meet them. They're abrasive people. And as Justin would say, there's no better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 11.
Fuck off.
Evan.
Oprah is our evil overlord.
Everybody gets a new collar.
You get a collar!
Everybody gets a collar!
Hooray for collar!
Would there be an uprising if Oprah took over?
Probably not.
No.
It'd be an O-Rising.
O-Rising?
It'd be the O-Rising. Her uprising would be the O-Rising. For the Oprah Empire. And the flag would be purple with a white O. Like her logo for her network.
And thank God you're fucking black.
Yeah, it'd be that black. And for the color purple. Am I the only one?
I saw the color purple.
Okay.
She slid a motherfucker's neck.
Yeah. And, no, and that's what makes everybody goes, why is their flag purple? And then every other nation gets a copy of the color purple. Like,
that's why. All
right. Part of the Great Oprah Empire.
I'm Jerome.
I'm Chris.
Justin.
Jacob.
And Robert.
And we're here to discuss Oprah as our evil overlord.
If anyone hasn't noticed, there are now five of us. Which is weird. Confusing.
Number.
Because Jacob's been here.
But I'm saying it's different because instead of it being three best friends and Robert, now there are
three best friends, Robert and Jacob.
Yeah, but
I
said
can't
that
even be your fucking friend. God damn it. You still hate me. You don't want to be my friend.
No one wants to be your friend.
You fucking
had
to bring
call it what it is.
You fucking had to bring
for whatever reason, Justin's here, even though he said he wasn't going to be here and why Chris was going to
be here and he didn't show.
I'll tell you why.
It better be that he, like,
or is it just
Oprah.
Fucking Chris in disguise? No, nothing.
I was about to say, rip it off. Nope, still me. Still me. Put it back on. That was really stupid of me.
That was the old man.
I would have gotten away with it, too. If it wasn't for those kids and their stupid dog.
We came into
this stupid
episode.
Robert.
We came into this episode completely unprepared, and we still pulled it off eventually.
While it's still completely unprepared.
Yeah.
There you go.
And we still have one more episode to record today.
Yeah.
So, with Why Do We Hang Out, episode 11, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
You want your ass in your foot? Is that what it is? Or foot in
your
ass? Look at Justin being nice. We just throw shit at
him. No, he Robert handed it.
No.
You just
threw it.
No, I've seen Robert throw them at you too.
No, he's throwing
them
at me.
You him a bad thrower?
You tried to make it in here. You throw them at me.
Yeah, because I know I can't make that shot.
You know you're
fair.
Not black?
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm. I'll give you that.
I've got a black name.
If he spelled it differently, yeah. No, he's been accused of being a black person before.
I've been accused of being a black person a lot. When Chris and I first started out in the Valley, they thought he was Darrell and I was Chris.
Even though they saw us fill out our applications.
Yeah. Even though Carell interviewed us.
Who is black?
Who is black, has a name very similar to mine, hired us.
And we do not look anything alike.
Scheduled us. I came in under Jarrell. He's like, "You're not Jarrell." I'm like, "The fuck is wrong with you?"
It was that kind of racism.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm racist.
Still works.
I love seeing that guy because he's just got this whisper voice.
Yeah.
Like, I saw him when I was at DHL. He's like, everybody goes to that business after they leave Joe's. What business? You know, delivering shit.
Yeah.
He hangs out.
I don't think I've been there.
Yeah, he's been at the Valley tired. Like
2 years. I haven't been out there in like 2 or 3 years.
I haven't been to the Valley. I like should since at you least and 3 years. Work and
I went out for my
birthday. I know you guys went for your birthday.
I went for my birthday.
I went out after Sasha and Taylor got fired. We went out and ate at the Hula Hut.
That's
the
right.
The Hula Hut. Yeah, we're across the street.
Yeah, place is so boss.
Yeah. And we went across the street, got drinks.
I haven't been there in many a year. Makes me feel really old.
Yeah, because we used to go to the Valley Joe's
all the time. And I hate it when new people show up and they're like people end up start becoming regulars and they're like.
I showed Kester the video of me doing the wing challenge with him serving us.
He doesn't remember it.
I
remember you guys made me do that shit. The fucking the Valley one. You're like, here, try this one wing in this
Valley cup. No, you had to do. One wing.
Yeah,
no, I was just about to say, we never did that. I was like, wait, we did that to a lot of people.
Like, everyone at that table.
Everyone has to do one, and everyone who's already gone is like, no, they're good, and we all take one, and we're like, this is...
Because most of the college
guys should do it first, and then we... I know one time they didn't have any milk, and we're like, all right, let's do it anyways.
Yeah, and we just did it.
I remember you got it in your eye, and you cried.
Well, how could he not cry? It's in his fucking eye.
I don't know, it was in hot sauce in my eyeball.
Damn it,
guy got bear maced. He was a bitch. He cried about it.
He got it in his eye. Finally got over that. Yeah. It was still burning.
It's red.
It's fine. Went to the bathroom.
No, that was... No, Sean did
Sean did
Sean's
the bathroom.
Was the bathroom.
I thought you did the bathroom.
Nope. No. I was smart. And I was like, I did not touch myself. My eyes on fire, but I didn't touch myself.
Yeah, oh, Sean touched his door, and then like...
He came out, and he was
like...
It's
like playing Icy Hot on your fucking junk.
No, I had that happen.
me too.
Worst moment ever.
It sucked.
Yeah.
It's a gold bomb, but Icy Hot sounds extreme.
It's not fun.
Gold bomb goes way, like, quick.
Yeah, Icy like Hot is literally fire ice death.
Oh, and I fucking...
Why would this happen to anyone?
When I did it, I was like, the first thing that I thought about it, I was like, okay, yeah, it sucked. It was terrible. I was up for like 2 o'clock in the morning, like, why is my dick burning? Why is my dick burning? I was like, oh yeah, I put Icy Hot on my leg because, you know, I bruised it or whatever. Mm-hmm.
You weren't with a lady of ill repute?
I was like 17. And the first thing that I thought...
You had a cool dad.
The first thing I thought was like, this is how... Me and my brother were. First thing I thought was like, Matthew's gonna hate me. My brother. I'm gonna fucking make him like, hey, Matt, this feels so good. This feels so good. He fucking did it.
With lotion.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
This is great. It feels so great.
I basically taught him how to masturbate, basically. But like, when I told him to put Icy Hot, he never listened to me ever again. Even if I had like logical advice, he was just
don't
like, fuck
shoot
you,
yourself
Icy
with a
Hot.
Gun. Don't shoot yourself with his like, fuck it, Icy Hot. Boom, his last words.
He was like, why? And I'm just like, I couldn't say anything.
You
I was laughing
the
so
pain.
Goddamn hard.
Share the pain.
It was so great. It was so great.
Awesome.
Brotherly love. Brotherly love.
God, Icy Hot. All the business. I remember running into the shower and just turning it on. Like, nothing's working. Well, go away. It hurt so bad.
Yep.
Oh.
Why did you guys put Icy Hot on your door?
Well, one, because it...
Because Angela thought it would be funny as shit. And she went, and I'm like, why would you do that? And she goes, just wait. Because I thought she just hit me, just being an ass.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's like
why would you do that?
Like
she's like,
tap.
Just wait. What the? And it was like, jolts of pain and like, hot cold. I'm like, what the fuck? And she's got the tube and she's dying. Just rolling like, welcome to hell. And I'm like, why would you do that to anyone? And I just... Whole balls into the bathroom.
You ever get her back? Like, put Icy Hot on her cooter?
No, I don't think
no.
I would. No, no.
She probably
liked
that.
I think over all of the years, the way the life has gone, I think has been fair enough justice.
No. No.
Like, in terms of fairness.
I would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. No, that was... Fuck that. No, that was some hell. I don't think I'd wish that shit on my worst enemy.
No.
It wouldn't.
And yeah. See, I did it at nighttime where I didn't want to wake anyone up.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I take a shower, I'm going to wake someone up. So I fucking spit on my dick. Did like fucking like make it cool off and shit.
Did it do nothing?
It didn't do shit.
I was in like, the shower, it didn't help.
Why? And then I tried to stretch it over the fucking sink. I'm like, it doesn't work!
Nothing helps. I was like, cold shower. I was like, cold? No! Hot? No! Nothing. It was just like a towel.
Milk or something?
Yeah. You kind of want to just take calamine lotion and just... Oh, just
yogurt!
Nothing. Didn't matter. Nothing.
Yeah.
Did you have calamine?
No. I'm saying you... Because like, when you get like a skin irritation and you're like either like aloe vera or A&E or calamine, you want to just like soak in it, you know? It was that kind of a thing. No, I just basically used... I got a towel to dry off what I could and it just was all night and I was just like... I hate you. To be fair, though, she didn't sleep, though, because she was worried I was going to fuck with her. Because I was like, don't sleep. Nope. And that was it. Like, I was like, I wasn't, like, so much mad. I was like, that's a fucking good one. I got to use that on somebody someday, and you're the one next to me. I never did. But she didn't sleep well at all. And she's like, I didn't sleep at all. I'm like, good, that's good. I didn't think that. You know?
You gotta sleep sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I was good. I did just fine. Yeah, I'm worried about it.
After I stopped feeling like I had herpes.
Yeah, for real. Oh, man, fuck that. Mm-mm.
Did anybody have anything to talk about this week?
This week? I don't know. Do we have anything crazy happen?
I don't think we even plan anything for anything. Mm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we had a very normal week.
Now we're all sleepy because we ate ribs.
Wait, ribs were good. Yeah.
So our director is the king of the ribs, man. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll be honest, I'm impressed that Justin ate a whole plate of food. I'm impressed. Normally you have to eat off the kids' menu, and I'm proud of
Justin
you.
Justin had a man's plate.
Yeah.
I know, I'm proud of you.
And Jacob had his food touch for a sec.
A lot of people finally got over some issues they had, even though we had to separate them.
What food touched?
His chips and everything else.
Yeah,
do you ever hear about
see, that doesn't even that doesn't even them. Count, though. Like,
oh, it does for
people. Oh, it does.
Did we tell you about our...
No, I know his ordeal, but, like...
I mean, it's not like we took all the food and mixed it together and just dropped it into our mouths.
No, like, we should put it in a fucking blender and make him slurp it out of a fucking straw.
Yeah. Fucking drink your food! It's a meat straw.
Do you remember the beast
That's or when Luke Kitson broke his jaw.
Yeah.
He had he was wired shut.
Luke Kitson.
Conspiracy theory?
That sounds familiar.
Now we're having two conversations
at
the same time.
Yeah. Not at all.
See, we're
but
back at fucking episode one, Justin. We're back at fucking episode one where we talk
and those
over
secondary
each other.
Conversations always involve Justin talking to somebody real quietly. Yeah. Like, did you watch that?
Yeah, no, it was.
Are you recording?
Oh, yeah.
We've been recording this whole time. That's the patented Robert.
Can I
want to make this clear before the podcast continues. Justin, realizing how he pretty much had you go insane last time,
was dedicated to
not doing it.
Yeah.
He wanted to make it so overly nice that
you
snapped.
8 minutes and 50 seconds in.
8 minutes in.
I'm going to buy you a BP cupcake. Says I'm sorry on it. And
we even looked up the colors so he could go,
we're sorry. Sorry.
We're sorry. Yeah, 8,000 gallons of fucking oil in the ocean.
We released Cthulhu the Dark Lord and all the other guys.
Yeah. We're sorry.
Fuck.
Oh,
we drilled a hole through the moon. We're sorry.
The atmosphere's all fucked up.
We're sorry.
I did have a thought. You know those internet... Like the memes that all have, if you could pick this, what would you do? Or if you love Jesus, hit share.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I scoffed.
No.
I don't feel that sharing it. He'll be like, oh, I gotta share, guys. I gotta share. He's basically the dude in the first Jurassic Park. When he's like, you know, you want to know what to use my name? You know? And he's like, hey guys, it's Jesus. Jesus liked it. See, no one fucking cares. Someone can eat shaving cream pie like a dick.
So, that is so awesome.
I mean, Chris told me about the Suicide Squad forever and a day ago, and I was kind of like, that's a really cool idea, and put it in the back of my mind and went, never thought about it. Now, Suicide Squad movie's coming out. And everybody's like, Suicide Squad, that. Nah. And the entire movie's showing up on the internet anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did see one that said, if you could pick three characters from any universe, at like Marvel, DC, Narnia.
Never-ending story.
Hogwarts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which three characters would be on your Suicide Squad?
Oh.
As a Suicide Squad?
Yeah, as a Suicide Squad.
Got just it. Three, huh?
Yeah.
You only need three. That's not even
all right.
Word.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, it was a stupid internet meme thing.
Yeah. So, we'll let the new guy who doesn't like to talk go first.
Hey, Jacob. What's
I
up, buddy?
Think about it.
You still have to think about it?
I do.
Aslan. Professor Snape.
There was a dragon. Rawr.
And that dragon from...
Does that include, like, any sci-fi
character?
Any
character.
Any
universe.
Any fucking character. Except for your own creative...
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, we're making a new guy. We're
making
it tough.
Of course it's fine, Justin.
You are making it fun, though.
Yeah.
Jarrell, do you have three, as it is your...
I have one. That I am, like, for sure needs to be on this team. Sinestro.
Yeah. He would have to be on the team.
Sinestro
is
that
team.
He had that whole thing where he's like, I hired a bunch of villains. You think I'm going to let them
have control of the ring
to come back at me? That's fucking stupid.
Favorite protocol of all time? 001, Sinestro.
Yeah.
Names his own protocol after himself like a dick. And then it fires nails, like light construct nails, into said opponent.
And then
and kills them.
Die.
And then he's like, my house. And then flies off. Convinces a new god to join his team.
Just add one character.
Sinestro is the character?
I'm going to pick Sinestro, because that's all I could really pick.
Owlman, done by James Woods from Earth 2, Crisis on 2 Earths movie. Just because I like the thought of James Woods as a character. He's a Family Guy. But he voiced Owlman in the Crisis on 2 Earths animated movie.
All right.
For the anti-Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's okay using guns. He's psychotic Batman.
Yeah. Like the Owlman in Brave and Bold.
No.
Where he's parallel.
The parallel universe. He's basically
he's evil Batman.
He's like the crime syndicate Batman. Where Batman is like all of justice. He's like, I'm all of crime. And James Woodness. Because James Wood's crazy is fucking crazy.
And then he ends up in a warehouse at the end of Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, look over there. This is the Katrina aid. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now I would want him on my team.
Right.
Because he was, pardon the pun, batshit crazy. Because he was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I like
him. I'd have Smaug in mine. Fucking the badass dragon.
Smaug?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
They'd
be like, they're like,
I don't know who that is.
Fuck off.
Because he doesn't answer.
I don't know who that is.
You don't. No.
Not even
like the 70s version, the cartoon back in the day.
It's in the Lord
of
the Rings.
Of the Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Nope.
No.
I read the Hobbit book in senior year, and it was the most boring, uneventful book I've ever read.
It's because they're books about walking.
Yeah.
It's not about walking.
It was
not.
I don't, but I've never been able to.
The Hobbit is not
the extent of my magic. My love of magic and the fantasy universe goes.
Is that it makes Superman weak?
No. Captain Marvel, Black Adam, as they are built based on gods.
Yeah.
Which to me is like a level above, you know, Hocus Pocus and Nimbly Bimblies, because they are gods and they're awesome. And in terms of what they're capable of doing.
That wasn't me throwing anything at Justin.
No.
That was our director throwing shit at Chris.
I was just irritated at my head. I understand where Chris is coming from.
But if it's not those, it's the movie Willow.
Mm.
And Mad Morgan, Val Kilmer, who's like Fantasyland Han Solo.
Ooh.
You know, like, that's the extent of my care or love towards the world of fantasy and magic.
Yeah.
Outside of that, no, I don't get it. But to be fair, I know the only real difference between science fiction and fantasy is bulkheads and lasers instead of trees and fucking sticks that shoot hocus pocus.
So you know
the this
most
side of the book aisle.
This side ain't gay. This is the side I'm on. I can't get it.
You're never in the story.
We went up to Hastings. Remember when they used to be on the north side?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went up to that Hastings, and on one side was comic books, and the other side is
like magic,
Dungeons
and
Dragons,
Warhammer.
And we were over there to look at comic books, and Chris calls me over, and he's like, "Dude, Jarrell, this is how close to nerddom we are. This is our side, that over there."
Because if they collide...
On the sideline, we get laid.
Yeah.
Like, we're over here.
Comic books really became, like,
a thing. Yeah. But I can't do fantasy, the most I've seen of Harry Potter movie... was there was a time he got a dragon, but he was like a hardcore dragon, and it was like kind of cliche.
You should only watch the fucking last
two Harry Potters. Like, I got a dragon! And it's like, of course he's the main star is going to get the dragon nobody wants. Like, it was such a cliche kind of like he got the badass dragon, but then was able to use the badass dragon, and it was like, I can write that. I've had to write a story that's short and stupid.
That is dumb. He needs to watch this, the last two, at least.
Yeah. He can summon everything up. Or I could just not watch it, and you could just go, they're pretty good. And I'll be like, alright, I'll take your word for it.
Okay, you know, you two have a fucking thing. If he reads a comic book, you should watch the last two fucking...
He won't read a comic book.
No, our thing is, if I watch all of Doctor Who, he will watch all of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he has to watch all of Doctor Who.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I can't watch all of Doctor Who. I'm sorry.
I love Doctor Who.
I can't watch all of Lord of the Rings again.
There's no way I can watch it in the first place. I kind of sort of watched the first Lord of the Rings movie, but I was like on... Wikipedia. That's when, like, I found Wikipedia, and then I would just sit and just absorb anything I could from Wikipedia, and then it was on as, like, background noise. Yeah. And then the second one came out, and it was, like, right before that, and then we went and saw it, and I was like, this is really boring. And then there was a fight, and I was like, that's awesome.
All right, make an agreement with you.
That was boring.
If I read, like, Sun, will you watch at least one Harry Potter movie?
No. Not at all.
And come on back on
that. No, that's not even a fair comparison. Because Red Sun is amazing, and Harry Potter blows.
That's a fair comparison.
That's your opinion.
Red Sun takes, like, 10 minutes to read. Red, done.
I'm a slow reader.
No, I could read that book 100 times over.
I like to, like, soak that shit in. It's not 10. It's, like, 30 minutes.
I can read that book over and over again.
You gotta enjoy it.
No, I reread all my books. I just don't buy my comics.
I read it 20 times to get it the first
time. Yeah. No, like, Kingdom Come, I don't know how many times I've read Kingdom Come. I know that book end-to-end and still find stuff in Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come is on.
And I've had that book for going on 10 years, and I still read it. It's glorious.
Pick
something that's not crappy.
The only two
not a bad Harry Potter movie.
Was that?
How about I watch a Hunger Games game? They got them on the Netflix.
No, you already said you wanted to watch that yesterday before we even brought that up.
Yeah, I watched it. They had the trailer for the new one, and I was like, "That kind of tolerable."
Yeah, it's about children fighting to the death. What's
I've seen, but I've also read Lord of the Flies and watched Battle Royale, so I know how it ends.
Yeah, same thing.
Like that's not as good. Is how I take it.
So the ironic thing is,
every time I read Lord of the Flies, I think of what's his nuts from Jurassic Park and Independence Day.
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. Split.
You know that video game on his phone?
Which one?
The monster game that we all play?
Yeah. Smash Monster?
His guild is they play Magic and D&D. He's in a Magic guild.
I didn't even know. They all play it, and I'm like...
So no wonder you don't get laid anymore.
No! Dude. These guys played this game on a level where, like, I play casually. I play like 3-4 times a day. I use my energy and I'm done playing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But my phone will go off like, your group completed a mission. Here's all the stuff for it. I'm like, I did like one. I went to the bathroom. I busted. Like, I did a thing.
Yeah.
What the hell? And they're like, yeah, we're the number one faction. Woo! And I'm like, go team! I totally don't feel like I'm pulling my weight, though. And then they're like, they all do Destiny and Magic and D&D.
They have all these things.
No kids. No nothing but work, money, and time on their hands. And I'm like,
no girlfriend, obviously.
I was like, half of them do. Talk about it. The girls play in the faction. It's insane.
Oh my God.
This is amazing.
If you would have said that 10 years ago, I would be like,
you would have been like, no, lies.
Yeah,
lies.
Lies.
I was playing every night. Every night.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes at work, I got kicked out of the faction.
Yep.
I wasn't playing long enough. I'm like, fuck this game.
I didn't
take 2 days off. I was playing every night.
Yeah.
They kicked me out and like, fuck you guys. No. And I deleted it from my phone. Like, fuck this game.
He told me, and he's like, so I might have to kick him out. And I'm like, dude, I was like, if they don't play that's on that.
Like,
I didn't look.
I was the ninth fucking player.
Really?
Like,
I never looked. He just told me, and I was like, if they don't play, that's on them.
Yeah, we were way up there, and I was playing every day.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Literally. Every day.
See, I'm always worried in mine because I don't, like, talk to anyone. I, like, randomly will say something. Like, people will say something, and I'm like, I could say something.
And I would
most of the time I don't. I just play the game and do my part.
I would occasionally play while I was at work. And
like lunch break and then bust it out.
Yeah,
or just while he's driving.
Or while he's driving. He puts the foot in front of his face.
Yeah.
Oh, real car! Oh, you need to destroy these buildings! Jeez, traffic!
Them women that put on makeup and or people that eat soup while they're driving.
And then get mad when it spills and they want to sue McDonald's and you're like, can't. You're dumb.
I had this lady earlier this week. I'm driving down Trent, like, because the freeway was way backed up. Whips out in front of me, and I'm just blaring on the fucking horn, like, furious at this lady, because I could have killed the lady in the back seat.
Yeah.
I was going pretty fast. And she looks back at me like I was the fucking problem. Like, you're the one who pulled out into traffic, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Dude, see, okay, because I don't drive a lot. But when those moments happen,
because
I've been driving over a year, and I do my damnedest. I'm like, rules of the fucking road.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck up. I got Kale. I don't have a life.
You're a 17-year-old driver. You're a 17-year-old driver.
Would be the worst fucking driver on the planet. But adult me is like, no, I got shit. I got bills. I got things I got to deal with.
Yeah.
And there are people, when they're driving, are the most reckless sons of bitches on the planet.
They were heading downtown Friday.
Yeah. Nearly got fucking killed on Friday.
No.
Like, dude, what, the one that like cut us off didn't turn on their blinker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was fucking
and it was like, but we were the bad guys.
Like, ran right up and over the back.
See, I figured out your problem. Solved the problem. You smile back and you start laughing hysterically. They're just like,
fucking weirdo.
I'm done with you, and they move. Like,
fair.
No, it's the Joker thing. Like, you just smile and you're laughing, and they're just like.
There's an episode of the animated series where that happens.
Oh, and the
Joker gets this guy cuts off the Joker. The guy's driving down the road. He gets fired. Finds out his wife is leaving him, and you're like, "This is already heavy for a fucking kids cartoon."
Oh, it's I like think Joker's I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's what it's called. It's Joker's favorite, and this guy's driving. And it's like, it says five, it's like, or 3 years earlier. And it's just this guy driving, loses his job, wife leaves him, he's pissed off, he's on the highway. It's
basically like the Killing
Batmobile, this Batmobile goes by, the Batmobile flies by.
Okay.
And a couple of cop cars. And he goes, yeah, of course, my bad, I'm not the one fighting crime, I gotta abide by the rules of the road. Just pissed off at Batman and the cops.
Yeah.
And then they think Joker's in front of him, but it's the Joker, and he's behind him. Yeah. And he's got a little sun hat and craziness. He kind of looks like Killing Joke.
That's what I was thinking, Killing Joke Joker.
And he rolls up behind the guy, and it's like the Joker just fucking knew. He's like, this guy's had a day. Rolls up behind him and nudges him. He's like, what the fuck, dude? I'm gonna beat you up. And he rolls up and goes, yeah, you rolled down your window, wise guy. And Joker just turns, and he's like, oh, sorry. And he's like, nope. And that's it. And it's just the Joker with the most disturbing nope.
Oh.
And it's I don't know. I don't like Mark Hamill's nope. It threw me off. And the guy, like, takes the next exit, and he's Joker's on him. Like, through the back roads, through the dogs. And then, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass, pig! Woo! Like, on this guy. And it's like, the first 5 minutes of the episode are just, like, the Joker with road rage. And it's like, in a nutshell,
it's making him appreciate what he has.
Yeah, no, and that's what the Joker says. He's like, you know what? I like you, so I'm not gonna kill you. But what I'm gonna do is make you owe me a favor. I don't want to owe you anything. You can give me your life. I'll whatever you need then. Whatever it ends up being.
It's like
I'll come for you when I need you. Guy changes his name, gets remarried, moves, does all this, and then he gets a letter in the mail from Harley saying that he's needed back in Gotham for an important mission. And it's this whole episode that has nothing to do with the Joker, nothing to do with Batman. But if this guy pulls it off, Batman dies. Like, Batman is fucked. And it's all predicated on this dude in traffic. So every time some bullshit in traffic happens, I'm like, one of these days it's going to be like Mark Hamill. He's just going to go, nope. And I'm going like, I'm so sorry, this is a Hamill. I don't want to.
That's like in Fight Club when they take their IDs and they have the sacrifices.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what he does. He takes his ID. He's like, I'm following you. And it's that same thing. He's like, I'm going to come after you in 6 months, and if you're not rolled in school,
done.
Yeah, and he goes, tomorrow's going to get the best breakfast of his life. And all that.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, and the creepy back of that fucking door has 20 driver's licenses.
And did you know they're fucking making that comic book of Fight Club 2? I want to read that so goddamn bad.
Yeah, they wait till it comes out of the trade.
Oh, did they?
Or they had the first issue on Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, Free Comic Book Day.
Oh.
I'm just going to wait for the trade. Because I'm going to get that in hardcover.
Yeah, Batman 66 versus Green Hornets in trade.
I know.
In hardcover. I need to get it.
I'm just going to keep my issues.
I'm
going to see if I can order it off of
Amazon.
Not Amazon. Off of the BeerSQ site for the Jane Side Bob Secret Stash one to see if Ralph and Kevin will sign it.
Oh yeah.
Because if they'll sign that, I'd buy
that'd
that
be
one.
Sweet.
If they were like extra $5-$10 to have it signed by him with plastic sleeve.
Oh, let me do it.
My birthday's coming up, by the way. I know I didn't get you anything.
Oh no! If I recall. Justin got me a license plate and a keychain, and Kessler bought me a beer.
Maybe
the only two people who consistently got me anything on my birthday, Kessler and Justin, ever.
Yeah.
Beer from Kessler, granted it's already his and it's free,
yeah.
And Justin. So, on no birthday gift for you.
He can't make any goddamn friends.
I made you dinner.
He can't make any goddamn friends.
I have tons of friends.
Him off before.
Yeah, the fucking world loves Justin.
Yeah.
No. See, here's the thing. We know Justin. They don't know Justin. But when they do get to learn that about that Justin, like at work now, all the people who are new, they're like, Justin's not a bad guy. We don't know why you're so mean to him. Oh, you wait. You all wait. And then give it a few months and they're going to be like, fucking Justin.
Right?
Before, I'm like, right?
Bree, went off on me for, 15 minutes yesterday, just fucking yelling at me.
You deserved every goddamn minute.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you probably did. You were just like...
Because I made her late to her drinking last night, because I gave Andrew the wrong code. He was just punching it in the fucking wrong. On Friday night when he couldn't...
Yeah.
Right before I left Joe's, we got a new host. And Chris and Justin and I, it was, one of the rare nights where we got to work together. We're just screaming at each other.
That's all we did.
Yeah. Is there a reason why
the podcast is honestly toned down?
It was a busy night.
Is there any banana?
And we're not talking about the food. We're talking about whatever. But it's slammed, and it's just three of us
rallying everybody.
And we're screaming at each other, and she has to come back every now and then to do whatever.
Grab
get
ice or
ice.
Something or
plates
or something.
And she's like, you guys are scary, and I don't like how it is back here.
We were aggressive as fuck to each other.
What the fuck are you
and
talking
she,
about?
She thinks we're actually being serious about we're yelling at each other, and it's just...
Oh, we were being serious yelling at you.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. you'll hear the one thing about the three of us working together that is unrivaled anywhere is when the people hear us on the podcast is a toned-down version, because we're not yelling at each other.
Yeah. You're yelling at him.
Yeah, you yell at him or anything. Normally it is towards
fucking
him.
Fucking noob. That's why.
But when we were at work, the bar would just die.
Yeah.
The bar would die because all we would do is yell at each other. Or we would have deep, insightful conversations, and then one of us would say something.
Or
what ifs, or would you rather. Great dialogue.
Yeah.
The bar loved it. And then someone would go and say something, Justin.
I would never say anything out of place.
Really?
Oh, my God.
See?
Oh.
That got him to say something. Where it's like, and you're full of shit. And one of us would snap. And what would happen, though, the worst part is that it's never, because if it's one-on-one, obviously you're going to have a winner.
Yeah.
But we aren't that kind. We gang up on each other. Always two-on-one. Always. It never doesn't matter the topic.
It's usually Terrell
could
hide sides with somebody.
Yeah, it's Terrell having to pick sides.
I'm pretty safe. Every now and then, those two go, long, and they fucking come back.
And then we'll go, Drell's not partaking. Destroy him. But Drell has to take a side, or I'll have to take a side, or Justin will have to take a side. And what it ends up being is the two of us will argue, and then one of us will go, yeah, you know what? Bullshit. We're going to ask the other person. And it's basically the next 20 minutes are predicated
and then the
on
other
the response
person
of the
come
other
out
person.
Of the freezer.
Yeah, he's out of the freezer, working.
Blindsided.
Yeah. You need to go listen to 10 tickets deep. No, sure, fuck it. This is the thing. And then it's
Sir was yelling through the window, trying to tell us.
Yeah, and tell us, I was like,
I need this on a rush.
And it's like, who would win the fight? GoBots? or the Autobots. This is some serious shit.
Oh, and we would argue and so much about our entire friendship rests on these.
Yeah.
And then, like, so
and then whoever it was who was the one coming out would be like, well, insert answer here. And the other guy would go, thank you. And the other guy would be like, you're my fucking friend anymore. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. Both of you are fucking stupid. I'm not talking to you anymore.
He's like, no language. Watch it through the window.
Yeah, he would always be like, window, language, and we're like, yeah, insert person here, language. And it's all day. Yeah. Every weekend, that's all we did.
Speaking of Flamin' Joe's, have you been to Flamin' Joe's, Robert?
Of course I have.
Have you had the Red Wings? Yeah?
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah? Don't you cry a lot?
No.
You know they have a challenge.
Yeah, duh. Yeah, you guys made me fucking take the challenge.
No, you had one.
Yeah, it's 12 wings.
That was a stellar challenge.
The challenge is 12 wings in 4 minutes, and then you have to wait 4 minutes before you can drink anything.
Do you not want me to be your friend? Like,
Justin did it.
No, seriously. Like, it's not me deciding to be your friend. It's whether I'm going to die or not die.
Okay. To be fair, I can't even do the challenge.
Well, you know, Flamin' Joe's, they have this, right?
Now I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin did it once. He got a pint glass.
I got a pint glass and I think it's a
fire hat.
Yeah.
No, we don't do the fire hat. We do a t-shirt now.
We do a t-shirt.
Yeah, but the fire hat and the t-shirt was part of it. No more fire hats?
No more fire hats.
No more fire hats.
Trying to do it.
No, I know you were doing the ad, but that's what I was saying. We now would do t-shirts, because you get the t-shirt.
Pint glass.
And the pint glass with Flamin' Joe's logo on it, which is pretty awesome.
And you get the beer prayer.
It's the white shirt. You get a white shirt that says you completed the wing challenge. And it's done ironically because it's a white shirt and the wings are all red and saucy.
I was fucking stupid and thought this was a good idea at one point in time.
Terrible challenge.
And then you get your picture on the wall.
Yeah. And then you get to sign it with, like,
why
me?
Like, a glass of milk with it too, so the watch it.
Yeah.
That helps. Well, there's also cold beer you can also have.
Sweet, delicious cold beer.
You know.
Soon to have.
Many taps to choose from.
Yeah, many
taps.
So we're now 22. 22 taps.
You guys were saying, like, 30 last week.
No, we got the numbers, because now we can put it all up, and they're all going to be next to each other, and they're going to look sexy.
That bar's so crowded, though.
Nope.
Awesome.
Cleared up. It looks all good.
Go to Flamin'
Everybody
Joe's.
Should come in and check it out, because soon we're going to have new beers.
All right, speaking of Flamin' Joe's, is Sean mad at me?
No.
Okay. Sean's just you.
I felt really good about that response I sent him.
That was a wonderful response.
Yeah.
By the way, that was wonderful. I read that, and I'm like, if that went to Sean, a response would have been sent in kind.
Did you send it to Sean?
I sent it to Sean.
Good. Because we became Facebook friends. Yeah. But I didn't know if you had sent it.
Sean, like, literally was so... He's been, like... When we first started, he was, like, really nice and quiet and well-mannered. Now he's just a complete fucking asshole. He had to work with me and Andrew last night, and that was...
That's why he's a complete fucking asshole. He worked with you.
Oh, no, Andrew's pretty bad.
Andrew was
Andrew was a good kid before. He was a decent human being.
I already feel
him. He worked with us, and it's like, basically, and even Jarrell will attest to this. You work with us, and you just go to a dark place.
You don't have to even work. You just do a podcast with you.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Tyler Garcia works with us, and for the longest time, you thought Justin and I were enemies.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt Swanson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tyler thought Justin and I were enemies.
Yeah.
You thought we absolutely hated each other.
Because
one of the first times we worked together, it was the three of us.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you even get along with him? And I was like, Justin, yeah, he's my best friend. He's like, you go back again? You basically threaten each other's lives for 4 hours. And I'm like, we get bored easy.
I've been threatened at work while I'm working. This is not threatening.
It's like, instead of us lashing out at other people, we know that we can take it, so we just dish it out at each other, because we know there's no level of seriousness between us.
Yeah.
Like, we used to work with this guy, Troy. He physically threatened me countless times. He tried stabbing me a couple different times.
Stabbing with what?
Kitchen knives.
Oh, so real shank, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Seeing as you're not part of this conversation, Jacob, you haven't seen the text conversation?
He hasn't been part of any conversation.
No, I'm talking about the podcast.
No, he's still thinking about his superhero.
Yeah. This is the conversation that I'm talking about. Why is Sean mad at me? Now, I want you to read it.
Out loud.
Out loud. Okay. The entire text
conversation. I was about to give you shit about
Director.
Fuck.
No. And start with the trucks. Sean and Justin's trucks are touching right at the nose.
Read this out loud.
As everyone dislikes the topic.
Scroll down.
I'm just saying
the conversation we had of the docking. Sean docked his truck to Justin's.
Docked
Donkage.
Did Sean do it or did Justin do
Sean
it?
Sean did
Sean
it.
Sean did it.
I did it on purpose.
The light one? Yep. Okay.
And I feel... Go for it.
No, what were you going to say?
I feel better about just crushing him.
Right now? Oh, doing this
with, with Jacob's voice?
No, no, Sean.
Oh, crushing Sean? Okay.
I felt really good about that response.
It was good.
I left my phone at home last Sunday, and so when I came back and Sean had sent that just nasty message, I'm like, oh, this kid's going to get it. And I'm like, Kathy, look. And she's like, oh, you... Made me proud.
Oh, this is being cynical going on 30.
Now, okay, can I go on? Because he'll be one person, I'll be the other.
Yeah, we gotta have two people.
Okay. Hold on. So, Rob, you get to be Jarrell, and Jacob has to be Sean because you're the nice one.
Yeah. Sweet.
Okay. Yeah. And now, for Why Do We Hang Out, Master Theater.
And action.
Alright, so it starts off with Jay and Sean are touching touching tips.
LOL, they're docking. You hit the curb a lot, didn't you, Justin?
You're bad at this.
Sean says you go kill yourself for saying that, he says.
Me or Chris?
You.
Well, tell him he's fired.
I'm the new you, Drill. I'm new.
I improved.
Came in with...
So I've been telling Chris and Justin to fire Sean.
For well over 2 years.
Yeah. Fired him. Because they can't hire people after.
You even told him he was fired on Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he walked away. I did tell him he was fired. Now Sean is speaking to me through Justin's phone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start over.
Okay.
I'm the new you, Drill. I'm new, improved, and came with a built-in hatred storage device, which is nearing maximum limits from Chris and Justin. That alone is a fair enough response. Hello, waiting.
All right, fair enough. I'll just go back, not working on Saturday, and coping with suddenly gay truck. Sorry, Justin, I'm busy. And honestly, you take the 13 hours to get back to anyone, so you have no right to being patient.
Justin does take fucking forever to get back to anybody. He'll continue a text conversation the next goddamn day.
To be fair, some days I actually don't get you guys' texts. Like, I had to reset my phone, and then I just, like, overload.
Every
like, I get, like,
phone
six
you
of
get
them.
Doesn't get our texts?
It's Justin. It's you. Because you banged your phone on the counter going... It ain't working!
It needs to go fast, that's how you speed things up.
He's not Russian. It doesn't work!
It's just because it's made in Taiwan does not mean it's the ISS.
It does. It does.
Oh, it's like a living Michael Bay movie. I hate you so much.
So Sean replies back, LOL, this is Sean, and continues with, from the rumors I hear, the closet is full with Robert and yourself. My hobbies include being as straight as possible and being an ass as often as I can to Justin and occasionally Chris. Someone has to try to keep these two in line occasionally since you're too busy. Excuse me while I try to prove I'm better at video games than Justin. Sincerely, Sean.
So my hobby is being as straight as possible. That was my fucking hook. Like, oh, this kid doesn't know what's coming to him. My hobby's being as straight as possible. I'm gonna fucking destroy him.
Rage him, motherfucker. Rage him.
Rage.
Alright, and then he replies, your hobby is being straight as possible? You're so far in, you're almost Narnia. Anyways. Anyone's a little gay, you'll probably end up a little super anti-gay Republican senator tapping his foot underneath a stall at an airport.
Where the fuck do you come up with?
Just be careful, Justin. That's my bottom bitch right there. Wouldn't want to have to break out your baby powder.
Break out the baby powder.
Break out the baby powder.
Yeah.
And it's too busy... in quotation marks, too busy, no wonder...
To spell T-O-O.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't spell.
Okay. No wonder you're a dishwasher.
That's probably the end of it.
Yeah,
because then it's just that's saying all of them.
Yeah.
Sending each other...
I read those, because I'm in that conversation, and it's like, nope. Yeah. I just looked at it like... Nope, not even no. I was
like,
Sean's
supposed to be working, but like, I'm letting him just like do that instead. Like, I'll copy
you
chip.
There are times we'll do that too. Like, no, you go look at the phone because they'll be like, you need to watch this video or do this text message to somebody and go, You need to reply to that. I'm busy. I got this.
Like, we did that last night with the Thug Lives and stuff.
The so. Thug Lives are hilarious.
After the podcast, I'll show you those.
Okay. So, yeah. I came home, and that text message from Sean was sitting there. I'm like, oh. And then I showed Kathy, and I was like, did I do good, Papa?
That'll do, pig.
That'll do. That was kind of what she said. That's great. She's like, I love you. Go back inside and take care of the kid.
So worth it.
And I'll post those pictures to the Facebook, probably. I sent those to Andy, too. I was like, Andy, check it. I think I did you proud.
Yeah. Dude, I love unleashing Andy on the internet. I'll find pages you send me or tag me in a link or a like or whatever. I'll look at it and I'm like, or like my mom's side of the family, or like people I know, like really close minded and ignorant things.
You mean your mom's side of the family? When's your sister coming back?
I don't know. I should have to hit her up when we're doing the podcast because it's her birthday day.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to get. I've been trying to call her and been getting her voismail. I mean, she's my sister, so I can't leave her harassing voismail.
Sure you can.
Yet.
Yeah. No, I do that to mine.
I'd do that to Carter.
Yeah, but I have to give him the leeway, like I did with Robert. You give him one, and then you destroy them.
She's a family. You can call her now and put her on speaker, and we could have like a special guest.
Yeah.
I would not do that.
We can wish her and sing her happy birthday.
I would not pause it and plug her in.
No, I would not do that to her. No.
See, I would leave Carter harassing voicemails, but Carter would crush me.
Right? But at the same time, they're sitting in the cafe going, I think I might be gay. Like, what?
He's just rocking back and forth.
I'm just really emotional right now.
No, I'm gay.
You know, I'm gay. I need to go think about some stuff. I could see him doing that.
Have you ever read his post on Macho Man?
I'm not going to lie.
No.
Every year.
When what's his face passed
on
away?
The death anniversary of Macho Man.
Dustin Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Carter writes this
amazing,
stunning obituary.
When I die, he's
fucking writes is amazing.
No. This makes you like tear up.
I show it to guys at work. I'm like, my brother wrote this today because we'd be talking about Macho Man and then how he died. And
you tear up. You read it and you're like, you can write my obituary, dude.
Yeah, and there's always a Slim Jim reference,
but it's done in almost a classy way.
Yeah, it's
he's like, I'll always snap into a Slim Jim thinking of you. Like, a level of where you're like, you can't make a Slim Jim where you're like, every time you eat it, you're like, God damn
it. It's like when you see that picture of Macho Man jumping off the ropes into Jesus.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, that's brilliant. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that, but with words.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
For real.
I'm sure.
It's really good.
I was waiting for him to do one with Dusty Rhodes.
No, Macho Man is Carter's guy.
Well, yeah, but the way I would just figure he would have just.
He's not going to do it for every wrestler.
But that would be metal, though.
He wouldn't do it for Crispin Waugh.
You don't do it for Crispin Waugh. You don't do anything for Crispin
Waugh. That happened on my and Kathy's honeymoon. Every day we'd just be listening to the radio. Like, as we're
Crispin Waugh died, and they were like, aww.
And he
and Ron did the special. And then they were like,
didn't Crispin Waugh do the fucking murder-suicide?
Yeah. He like, roid rage.
Yeah. So that whole, like, week, it was just playing out during our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Like,
that Monday night, I remember watching that Monday Night Raw, and they did a special on him and everything, and then once it, like, that next Monday, they were like, so...
We take back last week.
Everything that was said, bad. Or bad. Way bad.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
One of the craziest ones, though, was Ultimate Warrior. He got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and then does a speech. Not even the week.
No, the day,
day
after.
After.
Like,
oh, was it the
week? Sunday he got inducted.
He gives the most amazing... Like we're all the Ultimate Warrior. The Ultimate Warrior is an all like what you
was he breathing really heavy
like,
when he did it?
No.
He was straight.
Oh, is that
how he was running around the ring and everything?
Yeah, he was alive and full. It would be like Superman doing a speech, and then for real, like the next day dying, and you'd be like,
wait,
whoa! And then like that becomes what he was immortalized in that speech.
Yeah.
That's what he like died in his sleep.
It was like almost.
It was like he
very,
got what he needed out
did.
Of life.
Like he knew what
and
was
he
coming
died.
Out.
He, yeah, he knew
like
he was
he,
out and died. And so when they WWE, there's I don't care what it is. When I die, all my money's is going to a life montage from WWE because they know how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
the
crush
NFL
any
other life montage for NFL
not
films.
Even, not even.
On the cold tundra.
Well, that.
All Vermin voice and shit.
If you took him and put him on a WWE style montage. That's
the best of both.
People would weep.
But you have the music. They choose the music. Yeah.
And then the music, but then have the Ultimate Warrior speech playing over your slow-mo moments in life. I'd die happy.
I hated Creed before it was cool to hate Creed. Yeah. I took a lot of shit in high school for hating
Creed. The only way Creed was...
He was there.
Yep,
I would say Creed was a fucking bullshit band. And like, you know what, Creed? Fuck you.
You don't like Jesus.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't. Fuck him.
Sure, I don't. But,
and fuck Creed.
I like Papa Roach.
Yeah.
They got my feelings for
rock.
Yeah, oh, Papa Roach was sick.
I mean, Robert and I were so here for Papa Roach.
Like,
when
so
Infest
much.
Was out.
What is it? Incest?
Infest.
What are you going on, man?
it fits in.
That's what he said.
Oh. Well, no, I mean, okay. Have you listened to Papa Roach lately?
But no, I don't know. I don't like churches
not
anymore.
No,
because after that first album, they were shit.
Yeah, I wasn't liking the baby with the fucking.
I pre-ordered that album.
Yeah, so did I.
I listened to it and I was like, I don't think I have feelings anymore.
Aww. Well, you said that about Slipknot, though.
No, I mean, for real, like listening to Slipknot.
Like,
I listened to the new album. Can't. It's
wait,
not
wait.
There.
Which new album? The Great Chapter?
The 5 or 6, whatever it is.
Yeah, the Great Chapter.
It's not there.
It's not Slipknot?
No, it's not that it's not Slipknot. That part of me isn't like that. The way they're angry, the way the music is, isn't there anymore. I'm like,
well, could be the fact that they lost Paul and they
lost Joey. They have real angst. Like, it's there.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but I can't.
Justin and I saw Joey play with Rob Zombie.
It was
so
good.
You guys fucking saw Rob Zombie?
Yeah.
Oh, with the Walk Out in the Park. That's right.
No. Mayhem. Like, he was, running around in crowds.
That is one thing I want to do before I die, see Rob Zombie.
Oh, you haven't seen Rob Zombie?
I have not seen Rob
Zombie. Dude, I've seen Zombie twice.
Fuck
Zombie is so fucking great live. You can have all
they
my metal babies.
Giant robots and Mars.
Ironhead.
Mars.
And Mars needs women.
Yeah, that's still like one of my favorite songs.
I'm gonna lie, there's nothing like watching his wife dressed up like an SS werewolf.
Sherry Moon Zombie's so
fucking
hot, dude.
On stage doing her go-go dance with Zombie, like on the stage while they're doing the audio for the trailer he did on Grindhouse.
Yeah.
The SS women of... fighting versus werewolves or whatever.
Yeah.
That, fucking wonderful.
If it helps, I had to sit through Five Finger Death Punch to watch Rob Zombie.
No,
that's so fucking worth it though.
No, they're so fucking awful.
No, you hate.
But you hate them in a weird way. You hate them
the
way everybody else hates Nickelback.
But you also bitched out for In This Moment and wouldn't come in with us.
There's only one song I like from Five Finger Death Punch.
In This Moment is fucking awesome.
I
love the double.
I wanted to see In This Moment with them. We got there for one song because they wanted to go to Denny's, and then when we got to the top of Vantage, they wanted to smoke the hookah, and they spent 20 minutes looking for all the pieces of the hookah.
Because you have to deal with smoker time.
And they were missing...
what I hate about smokers.
They were missing three fucking pieces
for
the hookah.
No, this is the issue with smokers. My real problem with smokers is smoker time.
20 minutes to figure this shit out.
Yep.
And I'm like, we gotta get to the concert.
Yep.
We wanna smoke hookah.
Yeah.
We gotta smoke hookah! We gotta do our thing that we do!
And then...
the thing!
We ended up waiting 2 hours
in
fucking line. That's what made us late.
We didn't wait 2 hours in the line. We got right through the line, Justin.
Remember, I was drinking.
You were high.
No,
and
I was
probably drunk.
I was drinking.
So your grasp of time.
I was drinking, crazy tequila I got from somebody.
Yeah. Some.
From who? From who? No one ever should say at any point, I got some crazy tequila from some body. Like, as a human being, a person gave me what may or may not have been
massive
tequila.
Massive head shaking,
were walking into the venue. We got to the venue. Here's more mayhem stories from episode 1. Episode 11.
Bringing it back.
We showed up to the parking lot, and some asshole is parking his car just terribly. And we're... can't park it.
And we're making fun of him.
Yeah, and we're me and Justin and Lance and Carlos are all making fun of this person. And I'm like, that looks like Carter's car. And it is Carter's car.
Can't fucking park in this
park that car. And he's just doing such an awful... And so
what are you doing there?
Oh, yeah. It was like the Austin Powers back and forth. So and you bad. See the guy who's, like, directing traffic. Brain aneurysm. So as we're walking in, some chick's drinking out of a bottle. Is like, you want some? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Justin's like, yep. And... has no idea what poison is in this bottle.
No. It was like strawberry tequila.
I took some shrooms. Can I sell my t-shirt for some bubblegum, please?
Kinda.
But at that point, I was already kind of drunk, so I'm just going to keep going with it.
And we got into the concert late for in this moment because those fucks wanted to go to Denny's and eat a sit-down breakfast instead of go to McDonald's.
That was early in the morning.
And later, they're
that's
like...
still
Jarrell wanted to go to Denny's. Like, that's not... I had the time down. I had the timetable down to get there on time. And you guys are like, let's meander at Denny's. The cop was unforeseen.
See, you were not on time for the cop.
No, we wouldn't. It didn't take a half hour with the cop. It took 20 minutes because Justin couldn't find anything in his own car.
So I didn't have anything.
Yeah. We got 9 more minutes to figure out who's going to be on our Why Do We Hang Out Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
We got Sinestro. We got
Owlman.
Owlman.
I've actually got two.
Woods.
You have two?
I have two that I've been contemplating. I'm kind of...
See, that's
so who are they so we can judge accordingly?
Well, first one's Bender from Futurama. Just because...
Wait,
Bender?
Who?
He was that
Bender?
There's only one issue with that. Bender is not a team player.
Yeah, Bender works for himself.
Bender is so on his own that Sinestro would just turn him into a trash compactor. It would end really quick. That it is no hate on Bender, but Bender is so Bender Bending Rodriguez.
What,
built in America's heartland, Tijuana, Mexico. 1-3% Dolomite.
Craig, get the shop. Has that future Owen tattoo, and I really want to get it.
The Planet Express?
Yeah, he's got the Planet. I saw it at Comic-Con this year. I'm like, I need that.
Planet Express is
so
awesome.
I think I might get it.
You'll do Planet
so what's
Express?
Your second one?
Yeah.
Claudia from Interview with the Vampire. Because she is just...
What's your face?
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst?
Kirsten Dunst is a child.
Yes.
She's so fucking crazy.
Yep. That works.
That
works. That's not a team I want to be part of.
Raised by fucking Tom Cruise.
Which we know is insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, Katie Holmes!
Oh, fucking love her! Oh, that'd be insane.
Oprah's Secret Service has the fucking dots trained on top
of
it.
Think about that kind of a team, though. So you have Sinestro, pretty much the best there is. Period.
Yeah.
He is Space Batman.
He's so
good. He is Batman of space.
Fucking
he out Batman's Batman because he handles fear better than Batman.
That's true, because he
outbats the bat.
The only one who could like rival him would be Kilowog, though. Like,
No, I think
if you had a real fight, Wog and Sinestro, Sinestro's got it. I mean, Wog kind of has a really bad dark side because all his people are dead, you know?
I think he'll
get
that rage
dark,
a little bit.
Yeah, but Sinestro's Sinestro.
Yeah, no.
And he'll do
Sinestro,
the, oh no! And he'll like cut his own hand off and be like, look what you did, Shank. And like just shim him to death. With a little fucking lightsaber. He wouldn't be awesome.
Yeah. I'd pay to see that fight. Justin?
Can I go?
No.
Yeah. Oh. I thought I did.
Didn't I go?
I'll choose Boba Fett. I think he would fit. He would fit
why
right
not,
into
why
the
you know what? I'm going to say this. Boba Fett sucks.
Why not Darth Vader, man?
Boba Fett. I would even say Vader over the Fett.
Fuck you on Boba Fett, but I think it's the same problem as Bender. Boba Fett's a bounty hunter that works by himself.
And gets eaten by a worm and has 3 lines of dialogue and it does nothing for 3 films.
Doesn't
and then gets eaten by a giant tapeworm.
Doesn't need...
No. Wait, cinema? No. Cinema? Tapeworm.
Doesn't need the dialogue. I don't think a whole movie centered around Boba Fett is going to be good.
No.
You're doing fucking Deadpool.
Doing...
If you can make Deadpool into a movie and you could have made the first, like, the Green Lantern movie... Boba Fett could sit and drink coffee.
The best
they could do Boba Fett meet the Big Lebowski. It's going to be better than that.
Yeah, the best thing about a Deadpool movie is, though, he's going to see Stan Lee and
know who Stan is. Yeah.
Stan Lee has to...
He'll be a different guy and go, Stan! You remember me, the taco guy! That's what it's going to be. That's going to be the line. And he'll be like, I don't
know. He's not going to be a World War II vet who gets drunk on Thor's magic juice.
His mead.
No, it was like his magic liquid of
mead. Yeah.
It wasn't even mead.
That's what was mead.
No. It was like Odin's sperm or something. Like.
Yeah, it was like the drink of the gods. The drink of the gods or whatever.
Would you drink a beer named that? Odin's sperm?
Sure.
I can't even think about that for a second. You're like, fuck it, it's probably good.
Yeah, once it's not salty.
Yeah, and it would have to be.
You have to make like a salted chocolate.
It would have to be, yeah, you would have to. It would have to. It would have a weird taste to it where you're like.
You know, Blue Moon has those like orange peel salts now?
You know, Blue Moon's gross.
Yeah,
you know, it's gross though. Doesn't matter, it still tastes like ice.
Yeah, it's like the margarita, right?
Alright, Robert, fucking bring this game home.
So. If I had a Suicide Squad, I would have Oprah as a Amanda Waller, like, because just because I'm that fucking picky, I want her Oprah.
So when she instead of doing everybody gets a new car, it's everybody gets a brain implant.
Yes,
you get a brain implant.
No, and it's
brain
all
implant.
Fucking televised.
You all get brain
it's
implants,
all fucking
but
televised.
They still have to pay the taxes on it.
Well, yeah, that's also gonna be added 6 months to your sentence because that shit ain't cheap. For real? We're doing this to get out of prison time. Semantics. And then King Shark starts talking shit about old legal stuff.
She still has to have her doc show. It's not any Darren her doc show. Like, people are sitting there and then just class come over and hold their arms down.
Yeah. But,
Oprah's TV show with her as Waller. That would be so... People would, like, watch it just because they'd be afraid that if her ratings went down and go, who?
We can't tell you exactly...
Who?
And then the fucking spotlight on her and shit.
Yeah, and the cameras go dim.
Yeah.
And she's like, who is it? And you're like, oh, and from where? Oh, it goes, all right, Michelle from Tallahassee. You know who you are. Everyone who knows who she is, here's her personal information. And then it slowly scrolls all of the information.
It's a
nice security number. All of it goes,
mother's maiden name.
Yeah, I know the girl. She goes, Bounty, new car. Go. That's it. And you're just like, holy shit. She gets a phone call. What the fuck? I had to work late.
Oprah is this freaky big bro.
No. See, you know how like Oprah and
I
would reach underneath their seats to grab the car keys? There'd be a pistol underneath that. Last minute standing.
No, you have to go. Everybody's got a gun. Only one of you has
only,
a bullet.
Only half of them have bullets.
You have a bullet. Not everybody has a bullet. And it's one bullet.
No,
some
it's all bullets.
Joker,
so
bam. Yeah. Some have a bullet and some go, bam. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I would pay for that episode of Oprah. I would watch her network all day for the hope of that episode.
Yeah.
They're just middle-aged women going,
bam. No! And they want to break it all and start stabbing the other women for a new car.
For the promise of some Uggs or something.
Just something. Or to have their book on the Oprah's book list.
Remember when that guy played Oprah with a million little pieces?
No.
He had a book called A Million
Little
Pieces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was like about his whole life. It was real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The minute Carter found that out, he had a copy of A Million Little Pieces.
Like, this guy schooled Oprah, best human being in the world.
Like, I went down to his room, like, what is this? Like, this isn't a book Carter reads.
Did it have
like,
that Oprah
yeah.
logo on it?
Yeah,
it did.
Approved.
And Carter's like, no, dude, this guy totally played Oprah.
The one guy, and you know what? You know who we don't know? His name.
It's,
or what happened
to
him?
It was James Fry.
James
yeah.
Fry? Yeah. So is he still alive, hopefully?
Yeah, probably not.
Or did he get a new car? With the brake lights.
Quotations.
He got a new trunk, is what he got. So fucked up. I would pay to see Oprah as Amanda Waller. Oh. That's
bad.
A world I could live in. Right. So. You have no superheroes, but Oprah's basically Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
God, I'd be okay with that.
And then for the Suicide Squad, I'd have Bizarro. Like,
or you wouldn't have Bizarro.
I fucking love
thank
Bizarro
you.
For
thank
that
you.
Reason.
Yeah. Thank you. I
don't you mean
Bizarro?
Bizarro?
Have you ever seen the multiverse with all the Earths and Bizarro's planet is
it's cube?
Is a cube?
Yes.
Yeah, you see like all the Earths, you're like yeah. Desolate Wasteland Earth, Mad Max Earth, you know, the Soviet one, the German Earth, Bizarro Land. We kind of don't like going there. Love it.
It's worse than Nazi Earth.
And like, why? Don't go there. You'll shoot yourself. The planet where everyone speaks backwards. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Or not words.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would call it. Bizarro speak, I guess.
Bizarro speak?
You'd have to say it in a questionary tone. Because it has to be said in a questionary tone. Fucking you know how hard it is to read that book?
Hmm? So is Bizarro the head guy of fucking Jeopardy?
No, that would Bizarro.
That would be awesome.
That would be
Bizarro's not. He's the least liked on the Bizarro world because Superman is the most liked in Metropolis. So in Bizarro Metropolis, he's not liked.
Yeah. But see, he'd be the most revered in that sense.
Nope. It is the complete opposite.
Okay.
He is shunned for trying to make things better. On Bizarro works. Yeah.
You're on a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Say quotations.
There are quotation marks around the word better.
Yeah.
The whole thing is terrible.
So we came into this episode not knowing what the fuck we were going to talk about.
Episode 11?
Wing it.
Yeah.
But then we came up with Big Brother Oprah.
I'm way down for it.
I know it's not an original idea,
but I'm down for it.
But ours is a lot more frightening than Big Brother Oprah scenario.
And more entertaining, I think.
Huh?
It would be more entertaining.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil would be the enforcer.
So, he'd be fucking Deathstroke.
Oh, I'd be down.
Slade Wilson. Dr. Wilson.
Take all my monies. All my monies. With one eye. And he has half his face painted red or orange.
That's the only way I would like Dr. Phil.
Field hockey stick on his back.
And a psychiatrist band. It's like going all dark.
So who would Dr. Oz be?
Dead shot.
Doesn't matter.
Dead shot. Because they conflict all the time. Yeah. So it'd be Dead shot. That's what it would be. And Ellen DeGeneres would be there, Harley.
Oprah, we just see the fucking network.
Yeah, you're welcome, Oprah.
And so with that,
car.
I'm editing you out, by the way. You won't tell me your pepperoni fucking pork recipe.
You can do it.
Yeah,
deal.
You add pepperoni.
That was weird.
I like that. No, that's actually not it.
Don't lie to me.
Hey, thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports? Looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.
Fuck off.
Evan.
Oprah!
I'm Stimpy.
And Stimpy over here is very bad at justice.
Stab in the eye with a fucking cross.
Yep. Bleeding from happiness.
Three, blue, three, two!